And now this is a dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Grzegorzowski, G-R-Z-E-M-K-O-W-S-K-I. May 2552, address as a letter to PACE, 953-5301. Dear Sirs at PACE, follow-up for Kathleen. Bipolar disorder, lithium exposure with chronic kidney disease, hypertension and prior high calcium last visit December. She also received Meals on Wheels meals. Chronic problems of cough and asthma, has followed ENT. There are plans for swallowing tests, doing nebulizers, uses a walker, minor light headaches, presently no fall. Is my understanding you found tachycardia but not associated symptoms and you are following this problem? No reported vomiting, no blood melena diarrhea, rare incontinence of the urine but no infection, cloudiness or blood. Review system done, medication list review. Medications for her psychiatry disorder and memory. Presently takes nothing for blood pressure. Today blood pressure was 105/83. Recognizes me, no respiratory distress, no episodes of cough, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Lungs are very distant, but I don't hear localized RALS or pleural effusion consolidation. There is tachycardia around 120s, regular, no ascites, no gross edemas and bruises of the arms, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, few days ago, June, creatinine 2.06 for a GFR 25, stage 4, which is baseline, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Prior hypertension, prior exposure to lithium, no need for EPO treatment, normal potassium, watch metabolic acidosis low bicarbonate, no need for phosphorus binders, present blood pressure in the low side, workup in progress for her asthma. There is tachycardia without associated cardiovascular symptoms and not on treatment. Is my understanding you are following on that? I have nothing to suggest CHF decompensation or evidence of hypovolemia. She gets check of vitals 2 days a week. All you should discuss, end of dictation,